Like the good Etempan girl I had never quite been, I nevertheless flinched. War was anathema to Bright Etempus. I had heard tales of the time before the Bright, before the Aramari had made laws to strictly regulate violence and conflict. In the old days, thousands had died in every battle. Cities had been razed to the ground, their inhabitants slaughtered as armies of warriors descended upon helpless civilians to rape and kill. Where? I asked. Everywhere. I could not imagine it, not on such a scale. It was madness. Chaos. Then I remembered. Nahadoth, the Lord of Night, was also the god of chaos. What more fitting vengeance could he wreak upon humanity? If the Aramari fall and the Bright ends, war returns, Saruman said. The Order of Etempus fears this more than any threat the gods pose, because it is the greater danger, not just to a city, but to our entire civilization. Already there are rumors of unrest in High North and on the islands. Those lands that were forcibly converted to the worship of Etempus after the gods' war, they have never forgotten or forgiven what we did to them.
High Northers, said someone else at the table, in a tone of scorn. Darkling barbarians, 2,000 years and they're still angry.
Barbarians, yes, and angry, said Hado, whom I had forgotten was there. But did we not feel the same anger when we were told to start worshipping the Night Lord?
There were grumbles of assent from around the table.
Yes, said the Nypri.
So the Order permits heresy and looks the other way when Etempus's former faithful scorn their duties. They hope the exploration of new faiths will occupy the people and grant the Aramari time to prepare for the conflagration to come.
But it's pointless, said Saruman, a note of anger in her voice. Tavril, the Lord Aramari, hopes to put down the war swiftly when it comes, but to prepare for earthly war, he's taken his eyes off the threat in the heavens. I sighed, weary in more ways than one.
That's a fine thing to concern yourself with, but the Night Lord is...
I spread my hands helplessly. A force of nature. Maybe we should all start praying to this Gray Lady, since you say she's the one keeping him in line. Or maybe we should just start picking out our personal heavens in the afterlife now.
Saruman's tone chided me gently. We prefer to be more proactive, Lady Ori.
Perhaps it's the Aramari in me. But I'm not fond of allowing a known threat to fester unchecked. Better to strike first.
Strike? I chuckled, certain I was misunderstanding.
What, a god? That isn't possible.
Yes, Lady Ori, it is. It's been done before, after all. I froze, the smile falling from my face.
The godling Rolla. You killed her.
Saruman laughed noncommittally. I was referring to the gods' war, actually. Etempus Skyfather killed Innifa. If one of the three can die, they all can. I fell silent in confusion, but I wasn't laughing, not any longer. Saruman wasn't a fool. I did not believe an Aramari would hint at something like a goddess's murder unless she had the power to do it.
Which, to come to the point at last, is why we kidnapped you.
Saruman lifted her glass to me, the faint crystalline sound as loud as a bell in the room's silence. Our dining companions had fallen silent, hanging on her every word. When she saluted them, they lifted their glasses in return.
To the return of the Bright, said the Nypri.
And the White Lord, said the woman who had commented on my sight.
Till darkness ends, said Hado.
And other affirmations from each person at the table. It had the feel of a solemn ritual, as they all committed themselves to a course of stunning, absolute insanity.
When they had all said their piece and fallen silent, I spoke, my voice hollow with realization and disbelief.
You want to kill the Night Lord, I said.
Yes, she said.
She paused as another servant came over. I heard the cover being lifted from some sort of tray.
And we want you to help us do it.
Dessert?